So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember what it feels like to just feel peaceful, to just feel calm. Breathing and cultivating the feeling of serenity and tranquility and ease. That under all circumstances, everywhere, every time, is present as we center and return to noticing the breath and relaxing deeply and just allowing ourselves to be in that place of receptive allowing, cultivating a relatively quiet mind in a relatively quiet room and delighting in just taking a space out of this day's busyness to relax and breathe and contemplate well-being. Contemplate love and joy and beauty and wonder. Contemplate ease and health and power and clarity and laughter and joy and playfulness and fun. Abraham said at the Denver workshop on 8/17/13, who is dominating the vibrational atmosphere? Well, you might think it's whoever has the highest vibration. But it isn't who has the highest vibration. It's who has the most momentum on the disc they're on. And later in the workshop, they said the best place to be is on a high-flying disc with plenty of momentum. And they said, and how do you get there? You practice. You practice being on a high-flying disc. You practice feeling good. And so we take this time out to simply practice what it feels like to feel good, to be on a high-flying disc, to connect with the momentum of law of attraction, bringing more and more and more beauty and harmony and peace into our thoughts, into our feelings, and then filling in our grids with all of that beautiful stuff physically manifesting in our lives. They focused last weekend on talking to people who are already on a high-flying disc. And one of the guests said something that was so profound that it moved me almost even more than anything Abraham said. He said, I had been under the false assumption that I kind of had a grasp on what was in my vortex. And it wasn't the cars, the homes, the women, the whatever it was. Because it's not just the things that have been big splashes in my face that I want to see. It's how I like my coffee and how I want my shoes to fit. And Abraham said, yeah, because those are the moments of your life. The big events are noteworthy, but the big events are not the fabric of your life experience. The fabric of your life experience equals the way you chronically feel. And the way you chronically feel is life. And so as we practice finding thoughts that feel good, and we feel good on purpose, we are shifting the fabric of our life experience. Because the way we chronically feel comes to a higher and higher flying disc. comes to a higher flying disc than before. And on the high flying discs, we feel everything from peace and contentment to ease and flow, to energy and wonder and power and passion and elation and bliss and exhilaration and freedom and fun and playfulness and lightheartedness and joy. And that's what's in our vortex. All of those good feelings that we've ever felt before, or maybe even some that we haven't felt yet, because Abraham points out that there is even relief from bliss. There are even higher vibrations that our inner beings feel, that we aren't yet in that place where we can perceive them. So as we raise our vibration, we change our perception, and we see more clearly, we feel more deeply those wonderful emotions of connection to Source. And we breathe more, and we relax more, and we utilize the leverage of the energy that creates worlds, rather than action and doingness and busyness and overwhelmment. We just breathe and find that place of ease. And we breathe some more, and we take a time out from all of the activity, all of the wonderful action. And we allow ourselves to come into alignment on purpose. In other words, we practice more and more in each day. We practice feeling good. We wake up in the morning and we practice reaching for that feeling of connection. For we reemerge into that infinite, eternal space overnight. And Abraham says we are reborn in that place in every morning. And as we open our eyes or we become conscious, we can reach for that feeling place of feeling loved, feeling adored, feeling connected, feeling comfortable, feeling at ease. This morning I woke up in my very favorite softest pink sheets, very high thread count, and very many washings later. These are the softest, most delicious pink sheets, and turning over into a cool spot on those perfect sheets. Started my morning this morning with appreciation and joy and wonder about what's in my vortex. As the man said at the Abraham workshop, it's the way I like my coffee and the fit of my shoes. For me, it's the way I like the old-fashioned smell of carnations that smell like cinnamon and the scent of a ripe peach, and the refreshing taste of cold watermelon, and the beauty of a perfect summer day with the clearest of blue skies and the whitest of clouds, and the wonderful breeze that foretells of a fall yet to come. As we enjoy these wonderful last 4 weeks of summer, and we appreciate the moment where we see the beautiful red bird fly by, or we hear the sound of a tree frog or a cricket, where we hear the beloved voice of a favored person on the phone in a surprise phone call or a voicemail message. where we get a text that makes us smile, where we get a picture in email or see one on Facebook that makes our hearts sing. These are the moments of life that make up the fabric of a good life. Moments of ease and connection. It's such a simple prescription to be the one who dominates the atmosphere. It takes practice and feeling good. It takes a willingness to spend some time basking in the beauty of life. It takes some time to get on the high-flying disc. Often, as we live in this world, we get caught up in the way people perceive us, and it brings us down. And Abraham says, it causes you to have too much attention on their perception of you, because you cannot accurately understand anybody else's perception of you. And even if you do, it waters down your perception of you. It waters down your relationship with who you are, with your high-flying disc. So we would like to say in as profound and pronounced and loving way as we can, we would like this to just be the poetry of the rest of your life. Mind your own business. Even if they are thinking of you, it's not your business. Because you can't control what disc they're on when they think about you. So you've been letting your perception of yourself in large part be because of what other people think about you, who haven't been on the high-flying disc when they've been thinking of you. When all along, you could have been letting your perception of yourself be based upon Source's perception of you, who is always on the high-flying disc in thinking about you. So let's take a minute and think about what Source is thinking about us. Source is loving us. Source is adoring us. Source is delighting in our new desires. Source is basking in the opportunity to line up rendezvous with things we've long forgotten we wanted. But Source always remembers the way we like our coffee and the way we want our shoes to fit. Source always remembers who we truly are. Source always sees us as whole, perfect, and complete. Source always sees us as healthy and strong and capable. Source always sees us as brilliant and illuminated and joyful. And we see ourselves sometimes in other ways, and we separate ourselves from the way Source sees us. And it makes us feel bad. It takes us off our high-flying disc for a moment. And Abraham is now saying, you have 17 seconds before the momentum builds up when you first notice that dip in your vibration. And at this workshop last week, they called them clarifying dips, which makes me think of jumping in the pool when the water's cold. It's a little clarifying dip, and once I start swimming my laps, I warm up quickly, and the water is fine. And that's what happens when we have these clarifying dips into lower vibrations. It increases our desire. It puts more good stuff in our vortex. It helps us remember, as we get back into feeling good, how good it feels good. There's nothing better than moving back into feeling good in a moment when we've been feeling not so good. Just as it helps us to appreciate our lunch when we're really hungry, it helps us to appreciate connection to Source when we've taken a clarifying dip into some other vibration and forgotten for a moment that we are dearly, deeply loved. So let's just breathe and relax again and bask in that feeling of being loved. We are held in the heart of God. As David said at one of these meetups recently, he said, "Oh, there's an Abrahamic way of seeing it." And I heard Abrahamic, rocking in the Abrahamic. So let's take a moment and just rock back and forth gently in the soothing, calm, delightful Abrahamic. Imagining perhaps being on a tropical island between two palm trees, perhaps with a lovely glass with an umbrella in it, and a delicious cold drink, and wonderful friends to play with around us. Relaxing in the Abrahamic, swaying back and forth, taking life lightly, being peaceful, being easy. Abraham also said this past week, "Oh, hear this. There has been an evolution of your own personal desire in the vortex without your attention to it. What about that? You put all the pieces of the recipe in there and your vortex baked a really good cake. In other words, you've been putting it in and putting it in and putting it in. So there's something for you yet to discover in your own vortex. You have no idea what you put in there or how good it is. Because right along with all of that fantastic stuff you wanted, you also wanted freedom and lightheartedness. You also wanted all that stuff without a sense of responsibility for it. You wanted all that stuff, but you wanted it to flow with ease, with the energy that creates worlds. As easy as breathing in and out." They said, "This conversation has gone to new depths and breadths and levels than we have, where we have not been before. Are you feeling it? That's why we say, get on a high-flying disc, and it takes care of everything. Because you won't be without thought, you will be filled with inspiration. And the inspiration is the byproduct of alignment. You'll discover that in the background, music suddenly starts playing, just like it did here." Abraham said, "When it flows, now that you're all tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and now objects of attention begin to occur to you that you formerly put in your vortex, and now you are rediscovering your resonance with them, right down to coming into vibrational resonance with the intention you held when you made the decision to come forth into this body to begin with. Talk about fulfilling one's reason for being. And if we had to put it all into an easily defined statement, we'd say, you came for the never-ending fun, the never-ending interest, the affirmation of your goodness and of your rightness. As easy as breathing, as beautiful, as light, as free, and as easy as breathing. Breathing in beauty, breathing in beauty, breathing in harmony, bringing in ease, unconditionally receiving the well-being that is ever there for us in every moment. For we are truly loved. We are truly at peace. We are truly blessed. And more, because we practice, we remember and we know it. So let's just breathe and relax and stretch just a little bit, stretching our necks and our backs and moving our fingers and our toes and wiggling our nose. For this meditation is done and it is good, and I am grateful. And so it is.